Actually, I did receive quite a number of awards when I was in Korea. Also, in here, I had a show of the year. But my favorite, I want to put the frame. last year, I received the Faculty of the Year award in college. That's my best. I'm not gonna give up on anything with that or quit anything. That's actually voted by students. I even don't know who did it, but maybe I was asking my student, did you have to blackmail someone to give me that? But no, I was extremely happy. Yes, I cannot brag about it.
This is a series for the College of Liberal and Creative Arts at West Liberty University. Today's podcast is a spotlight on a very decorated professor in the College of Liberal and Creative Arts, Dr. Moonjung Kang. In this podcast, we will discuss Dr. Kang's path to West Liberty University and some of the experiences she had along the way. She had many odd jobs in the United States and South Korea that led her to becoming one of the best professors on the campus of West Liberty. I'm Ross, and my partner who helped me craft this podcast from start to finish was Steven. We worked together through the interview process with Dr. Kang, writing the podcast, editing, and completing the podcast. This was our final project in the podcasting course with Professor Feaster, so make sure to stay close, because you're listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are a college radio station, and we are passionately vocal. Dr. Moonjung Kang is a professor of visual communication design in the Department of Arts and Communication at West Liberty University. She has been a huge part of the Hilltop family since 2009. Her journey to finding her way to a small campus in West Virginia has been a lot different than most would imagine. Dr. Kang graduated with her bachelor's in visual communication design from Hanson University in Seoul, South Korea. She gained her master's degree in package designing in Hongik University, also located in Seoul, South Korea. Dr. Kang talks about her time growing up and her education in South Korea.
In Korea itself, you have to go through the pass the exam. A little different than here in America system. So back then in my generation, entire the same senior high school have one day to take test. And then like whole nation. And then you have to pass the certain grade to get into certain school. So it's brutal. There's a first level school, usually in Seoul. And then if your grade score doesn't reach that level, you have to choose second good group school. But it's different concept than division. Division is different. But in Korea, kind of level of, oh, you are good at study, you're not good at study. So it was brutal. We never had everybody getting trophy. We don't. But I failed the first exam. So second option I could do to avoid living with my strict parents, I had to think about some other solution. So I practiced a little bit by myself, but luckily I could get in that graphic design school. And since that, oh, if you miss that, you have to wait one more year. Isn't it crazy? That's my generation. And then like everybody think if you don't get the first level of school, you're like a loser.
After graduating college, she did not go directly into being a professor in upper education. She first started out as a graphic designer for ID Design in 1992. Along with that, she held job titles such as Chief Designer for Design and Vision, Graphic Designer for Advanced Media, and Graphic Design and Marketing for Pacific Rim International. Dr. Kang talks about her experiences and how it helped her today.
So in Korea, I already was a professor before I came to the U.S. I had a good job, like a professor job at a young age. And then I quit it and I came and I wasn't sure what to do. I was struggling in my life decision and I didn't want to go back. I was too stubborn and my family was really angry at me. So they said, you're not my daughter anymore. So it was serious. Okay, so I had to make money, right? So I saved some money from Korea. I was starting spending, but in the US, foreigners not allowed to work legally.
Okay, so if I make a list of my previous job before I came back as a professor job here, let me see, I was a babysitter, full-time babysitter. I was making coffee. I'm making really good coffee. So 1.5 year, 1.5 year. So what should I do? Okay, number one, I need to go back to desk, something with a computer. Maybe not, I will make it, go back to the life I used to have, something. I need to be a professor again. So I quit that job. It was really good money though. So I found that job, like an admin secretary, it's not still graphic designer, it's not still anything of teaching related. I wanna suit up a little bit, and I wanna be 9 to 5. I just trying to be myself, putting that. So I started work there. And then little bit, I was just only working like proofreading and then typing and then answering phone calls, and I keep doing it some. And then I saw that it was actually the company in Detroit has a lot of automobile company. So they were making presentations. I'm looking at it. Hey, I can help with this. I made a presentation. Of course, for them, it looked great. So I start to making my job more like prime time. It's like more that design. So it never end. You just got me a wrong person. If you ask me what was my previous years before I was Liberty, I could write a book, 10 books about it.
After this short break, we will hear from Dr. Kang and how she does still miss her home in South Korea. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are a college radio station, and we are passionately vocal. Welcome back, as we're still talking about Dr. Kang in the College of Liberal and Creative Arts at West Liberty University. Dr. Kang is a very decorated professor in visual communication design and a member of the Korean Contents Association. She also works as a board member working at universities in South Korea before eventually finding her home here at West Liberty University. She explains how she came to call Hilltop home.
First couple years, I thought always, oh, it's not my home, I will leave back to my country, South Korea, or bigger city. I came from big city, so West Liberty, Wheeling, or West Liberty scene was really, I was unfamiliar with that. I go to South Korea every twice a year, and one day, seriously, that happened in Pittsburgh. I really was tired, and I say, oh my God, I'm back home. And at that point, you know, it's my home. And then now it's the opposite. I still go to South Korea, of course, my beautiful country. But like, I miss green. And all South Korea, when I grew up, is big building. When I grew up, I never had a garden. I married here, and then I have a home here. So yes, this like naturally became home. And then, of course, everybody, all the faculty do. I love teaching. And then now I established my teaching career at West Liberty since 2009. All those wonderful students made me feel.
West Liberty was lucky to have found a professor as skilled at her craft as Dr. Kang. There's a lot more that goes on in visual communication design than most people would assume. After asking her about different courses she teaches or has taught, she said,
class I used to teach, when I joined 2009, they need a teacher who can teach mainly a pre-press production and digital illustration. That was main and typography. But then everything changes, and then I start to see some new language they call UX design. What is UX design? So I start to search what it is. It sounded really cool, but still sounds like rocket science. I need to learn more, but I had enough time. And finally, I was able to get some sabbatical semester. So I went back to Korea. I started UX design. I'm loving it. And then thankfully, my department program or chair or the committee support me. So I was able to create that class. So UI UX design, now it became two UI UX class. And then not only that, more and more students try discover how attractive it is. So now probably you will see my senior project, the one of the class I teach, you will see lots of students doing their skill to creating format of UI UX design project. So I would say that's my favorite class to teach. Oh, and then design thinking. Design thinking is kind of, you will not know, and nobody will know once, unless you are in the class and talking and realize what it is. So I can say two, let me say two, UI UX design and design thinking.
Along with working in upper education and in other professions, Dr. Kang has been decorated with numerous awards while utilizing her degrees. Most recently, in the 2017 Korean Contests Association International Design Exhibition, she was awarded the Best of the Show. However, that is not the only award she has received.
Actually, I did receive quite a number of awards when I was in Korea. Also, in here, I had a show of the year. But my favorite, I want to put the frame. last year, I received the Faculty of the Year Award in college. That's my best. I'm not going to give up on anything with that, like with anything. That's actually voted by students. I even don't know who did it, but maybe I was asking my student, did you have to blackmail someone to give me that? But no, I was extremely happy. Yes, I cannot brag about it.
Dr. Kang has had a very successful career in her field of work and has continuously worked hard to prepare students for the real world. From Seoul, South Korea, all the way to West Liberty, West Virginia, students who have had the pleasure of taking her classes are truly learning from the best.